guys, welcome back to Wilson Outdoor Adventures Podcast. I'm Tim, and I'm here with my wife, Mary Beth.
Hey, everybody.
So today, we recently put out a podcast a while back about biking the Katy Trail in 36 hours or under 48 hours. And if you remember, we mentioned how impressed we all were with Mary Beth's performance. So I wanted to have her on the podcast and talk about her experience riding, writing out her goal for that particular ride. So I was basically trying to talk you, Mary Beth, into doing this with us for a long time. And what were you saying?
No.
And why would you say that is?
Because I didn't think I could ride 100 miles.
Okay. And so I guess that was your goal, huh?
Well, I guess. I mean, you were like, you should do this. And I was thinking, there's no way I could do 240.
Yeah, so the whole trail is 240 miles, but I was trying to convince you that you could just do part of it with us.
Yeah, so basically I was like, I don't think there's any way I could do 240, and I thought about it and I was like, and even if I did it, I would want to at least, like, I just had in my mind, like, 100 would be like a really cool goal, because I feel like that would even be really hard, and, you know, it's a cool number.
100 is a very cool number. So I'm curious though, what was your biking experience leading up to this?
It's like you don't know. No, basically, I biked with you, but the farthest we ever really rode was like 30.
Okay, 30 miles.
Right, or 34?
I would say leading up to this, probably 25, 27.
Yeah.
Probably 27 miles is the farthest you rode.
But like, I enjoyed biking. But, I mean, yeah, it's, like, the farthest I've ever done. And even that, it was, like, fine, but I didn't really ever think about going farther than that.
Yeah, yeah. And we enjoy biking. It's a pastime that I say we both enjoy doing together. But usually it's a 10-mile ride or maybe a 20-mile ride if we're feeling
frisky.
And
it's not, like, fast or anything, you know? So, yeah.
So I guess you had some trepidation about saying yes. But ultimately, you ended up deciding to start with us. What was your thought process that led you to decide to at least start out with us?
Well, basically, I mean, first, you were really encouraging, and you were just reminding me, like, I guess when I thought about it, it's like, well, yeah, I mean, I guess the worst that could happen is I can't go any farther, and then I'll just call someone to pick me up or something, or, like, it's not going to be that big of a deal, so I might as well try.
So, you started with us, you were the only girl that started riding with us.
Yeah, oh, I guess that was my other, like, whole thing, is I was thinking, too, like, oh, wait, that's more about me not wanting to do it. But I guess another fear, too, is, like, I was the only girl, and there was a bunch of guys, and also, like, Tim, and then you guys have already known Caleb. He's been on here a lot, and Dale, Tim's dad. But, like, they're all kind of really in shape, or they do a lot of crazy things. And so I was thinking, too, like, there's no way I can keep up with any of them. And, yeah, so it was also just, like, really intimidating thinking about that and then being the only girl.
Okay, yeah. Well, a few weeks before the actual ride, which was in May, we ended up doing a training ride, or I guess you'd call it a training ride, just a fun bike ride with some of the guys who are going to be going, and you tagged along for that, right?
Yes.
And we went how far?
I think 34.
34 miles. And you kind of knocked the socks off of it, to be honest.
I mean, everyone did good.
Well, everyone was very impressed by how well you did. I think my interpretation was that was kind of your test run. If this goes well, maybe I'll tag along for the ride. Is that true at all?
I guess a little bit. I mean, yeah, basically we did this and it was not, I mean, I guess to me it wasn't very slow. It was probably the fastest. It wasn't that fast, but for me it was probably the fastest also I rode ever. So I guess it kind of was a training ride. And then, I mean, everyone was just so encouraging after that. I was like, well, I might as well try.
Okay, so then we get to today. We won't get into how we got to Clinton and all that. You guys can listen to the other podcast to hear all about the backstory of how we chose the route and stuff. But we started in Clinton, Missouri on the Katy Trail. And I want to hear what your thoughts were as you headed out on the trail in a line full of guys on bikes. What were you thinking? Were you nervous at all or were you just excited?
I was like a little bit nervous, but I feel like at that point I kind of had already like gotten past my nerves a little bit. So I was kind of just in the mindset of like, well, let's just have fun. And I'm just going to try to do what I can do and like not stress about it, but just keep going as far as I can go.
Okay. Yeah. So take me through the day. How did it go in general? you don't have to tell the whole thing right now, but like how were you feeling throughout the day? Was there any low points or anything that was particularly fun?
Well, I mean, it was just a gorgeous day. Like, the sun was shining. It was so beautiful. And that's, like, I love bike rides when the weather is just amazing. So, yeah, we started out with just the sun shining and it being just a gorgeous day. And everyone was kind of, you know, really excited about starting this journey. So, at the beginning, it was just, yeah, really encouraging and exciting. And then, I don't know, we, like, yeah, got in, like, had our first stops. I think we would stop, like, every 12 miles, I think, for, like, fuel. And yeah, I guess I just kept going. And by the time we got to 50, I was thinking I was going to feel terrible, but I felt really good. So I kept going. And then we got to like 70 and I was still feeling really good. So I just kept going.
So, and what was your goal? Your goal was 100.
My goal was 100, yeah. So and
did you have a B goal at all? Or was that like 100's my number and that's what I'm trying to get to?
Yeah, basically 100. Otherwise, it was just kind of like, I guess I just stop. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know what else.
And ultimately, you made your goal, correct?
Yeah, I did, which was crazy.
And we'll get into that a little bit later. But first, I want to hear a little bit more about how the day progressed. Did you have any low points that were, like, difficult for you?
Anytime
your legs were feeling, feeling tired? Did you ever feel thirsty?
Okay, I will say, like, you guys already know this, but Tim's mom, my mother-in-law, Tammy, was amazing. And she like followed us in a truck, like the whole, not the whole way, but like she would be at different mile markers to like give us fuel and water or whatever. Or like if someone wanted to stop and wasn't feeling good. So I think that also kind of helped me mentally, to be honest. Like mm-hmm. I think as I started, I kind of had in my head too, like, oh, you know, Tammy will be, she'll be along the way the whole time. So if I have to stop or if I'm, you know, end up, I don't know, having some terrible leg cramp, like, I'm not just left out here by myself. So that was amazing. I don't remember where I was going with that. But, oh, yeah, and it just, yeah, it really helped also with, like, fueling up. And I think that's what I was going to say. I think, honestly, having that too and, like, making sure I got food in my body and, like, water constantly, like, helped me not ever, I don't know, hurt really bad or get in a bad situation.
Yeah, yeah. So as the day progressed, you actually felt pretty good, huh?
Yeah, I felt really good, actually, really good. But there was only, like, one time that was a little tough, but it wasn't that bad. But it was, like, I was riding behind Caleb, and Judah was with us, and I think someone else. There was a couple other guys. But, I mean, that was, like, the only, like, time where I was kind of like, this is a little bit tough. But it was, like, slightly uphill. I mean, the Katy Trail is not really hilly at all, but it's, like, slightly uphill, and it was pretty hot. And we were going, like, just a constant pace, and my head was kind of hurting. So, I mean, that was, like, the only time I can think where I was, like, but it wasn't like I was, like, I'm going to stop. It was just kind of
yeah,
a little bit tough.
Yeah, I remember that section. It was a little bit uphill, and
it was hot.
We were maybe 50 miles in, I would say. It was somewhere before Boonville, somewhere before Boonville, I think, was where that was. And that was a tough section for everybody, I think. But, yeah, I guess it makes sense that you're saying you didn't struggle that much, because we talked about that in the other podcast, and that's why we were so impressed with you, is you seemed pretty strong the whole day.
Honestly, though, that was, like, crazy for me. Like, I did not think I could do this at all. I thought, like, even, like, doing that 34 miles, like, I mean, that was – I don't want to – I don't know. I just did not think I would even get to 50. So, I don't know. It was just really cool when, yeah, we even got to 75, and I was like, what in the world? Like, I'm probably going to be able to go 100, you know? And, yeah, I guess just shows that, you know, you can do stuff and put your mind to and just try things, because you never know what you can or can't do till you try.
Yeah, I think that's really cool. So you ended up making your goal. You rolled into Cooper's Landing, which was actually maybe 102.
Yeah,
102. 102-ish. Yeah, so even over 100. And how did you feel when you accomplished that goal?
I felt really – it was so cool, because I did not think I could do it. Like, I basically told Tim, like, so many times, like, no, I'm not going to do it, because there's no way I could ever do 100, and definitely not 250 or 240. So, I don't know. It was just really cool, and I think it was just felt, like, really awesome to accomplish something that you didn't think you could do.
Yeah, and I think for this particular podcast, I think this is something that I want to highlight, because in the weeks leading up to this bike trip or adventure or whatever you want to call it, you told me time and time again, there's no way that I can ride 100 miles. I don't think I can do it. But I wanted to highlight a couple of things. One, I kept telling you, there's nothing stopping you from riding 100 miles. You have physical capabilities. I know you're strong enough. And two, even though you didn't know if you could do it, you still decided to start and decided to give it a try.
Yeah.
And then ultimately, you ended up accomplishing your goal, which is incredible. And like you said, it made you feel accomplished. And now I want to ask you, if we were to go out, I mean, weather pending, it's not very good weather, but if we were to go out tomorrow and we were to go on a 30 or 40 mile bike ride, do you think you could do it?
Yeah.
But prior to riding 34 and 100, what was your mindset like if I was to say, tomorrow, what if we went on a 45-mile bike ride? What would you say?
I mean, it felt like really long. I'm like, oh, I don't want to do that. It's like really hard, or I don't know if I can.
Okay, yeah.
So, but now it's like complete opposite. Like, I mean, 30 is still a lot, but like now it's like when we ride 25, I'm like, we need to go farther. That wasn't even far. I mean, it is, but perspective, you know?
Yeah, and I think that's cool. So one of the reasons I love doing these challenges or seeing other people challenge themselves physically and push themselves physically is because I think so often we think we're going to push ourselves past our limits. But I think when we push ourselves in this way, it's more like instead you go, wow, my limit, I haven't actually found my limit yet. I just realized how much farther away that it actually is. Like, I didn't think I could ride 100. I didn't think I could ride 30, but now I rode 100 and now 30 doesn't even seem far. It just changes your perspective a little bit. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I do. I think it's really cool. Like what you're saying, just like, I lost my thought, but basically, yeah, just like pushing yourself and yeah, realizing that you can do more than you think, I guess is what I was going to say. And it just helps you, I don't know, it's just such a good feeling knowing like, wow, God made my body so cool and I can actually do so many things that I don't think I can, but just like actually getting out there and trying, I don't know, it was really, really cool.
Yeah, and I think I would communicate too to people that it's not about the number. 100 is a really nice and impressive number, but that number is going to be different for everybody. I think the cool thing though is you pushed yourself way past anything you had ever done before. And because of that, your mindset shifted and your perspective shifted into a way now you know I actually am capable of that and I am capable of more than I thought I was originally.
Yeah, that's very true. And I think one thing that's really cool too, like that this like can teach or taught me is like also just like not letting like those fears hold you back, because that basically like the only thing that was holding me back was my own mind and my own fear of like what others. Like, I guess the fear of failure, like, oh, well, what if I only can get like 20 miles in, which even that would have been great. Like, I guess what I'm saying is don't let fears hold you back from doing things that you actually enjoy or would want to do just because you care what other people think, or you also are just like afraid of failure, even though that's all like, what's the word? Like in your own perception, like there's not really a failure. Like even just biking in the beautiful weather and having fun with friends would have been a win, you know?
Yeah.
But like my mindset was like, yeah, just, I think that was just helpful to do this and like get over that too. Like just knowing that just getting out and trying stuff, no matter what it might be, 2 miles, 10 miles, 20 miles, you know, 100 miles, 240 miles, you know, it's just, I think the win is just overcoming that fear and getting out and doing things that, you know, you can enjoy in God's nature and with friends.
Awesome. So let me ask you this. This is putting you on the spot just a tiny bit.
Okay.
So you did this. You pushed yourself. It felt really good, you said. And it changed your mindset and your perspective to realize that you're capable of even more than you thought. Whenever I had Judah on, he made a comment and he said, it's actually addicting. Pushing yourself like that is addicting and it makes you want to push yourself again. Is that true for you?
Maybe in regards to biking.
Okay.
I haven't really tried other things, but yes, I think so in a way. Like, just, I never thought I could accomplish that. And now that I have, it's like, it's just such a cool feeling. It's like, well, I wonder what else I could do or how much farther I could go.
So that's my next question. That's my follow-up. Do you have anything in your mind that would be a good challenge for you going forward or something that sounds appealing to you?
I mean, I actually, so the day that we biked that, the Katy Trail, I honestly, like, when we got to 102 miles and I stopped, I kind of wanted to keep going, but the problem was I knew that at some point, because I knew that the guys wanted to go through the night, and basically I knew that if I didn't get sleep, it would be terrible. So I guess I kind of thought about trying to redo the whole Katy Trail. Wow. But maybe like sleeping and then like how you guys were originally going to sleep and then get up and do it and still try to finish it in 36 hours. I think that would be really cool to try to do the whole thing again. And then I don't know. I probably won't actually do this, but like we've talked about me trying to maybe do an ultra, but like a very small one, like a what, 50K or something.
That sounds like a good goal to me. I think that'd be awesome.
I don't know. That's another thing. We'll see.
Well, that sounds...
It does help, like, knowing that I did this. I'm like, well, maybe I could do that, you know? So it... I don't know. Just get out there and do things, because it really does, like, change your perspective and help you, like, I don't know, just start things that you thought you never could do.
Yes, yeah, so I guess one more thing. I usually ask... Well, not always, but I a lot of times ask my guests... So what's something you would tell somebody who's considering doing something like this, or maybe not even they're considering, maybe they're doing the opposite. Maybe they're thinking, oh, my dad has a bike, but the farthest I've ever rode is 2 miles, and that just sounds miserable. What would you tell somebody who's struggling with some of the like maybe fears or things that are holding them back that you were, as far as like what other people would think of them or the fear of failure? What would you tell them?
I mean, probably the same thing I've said. Just don't think like... Don't let those things hold you back. Because I think a lot of my life too, like I always enjoy doing things outdoors or going hiking or whatever. But I always let, like those fears hold me back, I think. And it's only hurting yourself more than other people. Because then you're just missing out on the things you love. And who knows, like the accomplishments you can make or the things you could actually do. So I guess, my encouragement is just don't even think about it in terms of like, oh, I'm going to fail if I don't make this certain thing. Like, obviously I wanted to get 100 miles, but I think me just going out there and doing it was a win in itself, you know, like just going out and doing something I enjoy and being with friends and family. And no matter if I had gone 10 miles, I mean, I did something that I enjoy and I pushed myself. And yeah. So I guess that'd be my advice. Just,
no, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. All right. Any other final takeaways or highlights or changed perspectives or anything like that from this?
I don't think so.
Well, I guess that's all we have for this one. It was on the shorter end, but Mary Beth, I'm so proud of you for pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone and going beyond what you thought you were capable of. And I'm curious to see, as you continue to try to find your limits, what they might be. So thanks for coming on again.
Thanks for all the encouragement.
Yeah, you bet. And you guys heard what she said, get out there and just try it, do what you love and get out in God's creation. We'll catch you on the next one.
Bye.